Welcome to day 12 of our 21-day healing journey. Try to switch off from the busyness around you. Take a moment to shift the focus from whatever is going on in your room, in your mind, in your body, and place your focus in the healing power of Jesus. Today we're going to be reading from Psalm 118, verse 17. I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. Today, I want you to say these words. Say your name, and then say, shall not die, but live. Repeat those words right now. I and your name shall not die, but live. I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. Your testimony is tied to your salvation. Your testimony is tied to your healing. God wants you not to die, but live. He declares this in Scripture in a book of Psalms, and the author had many times in his life where he felt like death was near, unnecessarily, too early, maybe at the hands of an enemy. Right now we face an enemy of disease, and we face an enemy of mental illness, and an enemy of oppression and depression, and it feels like everything is against us. But God wants you to declare, you shall live and not die. You will be able to testify that it was God's saving hand, His work, that brought you through. In Jesus' name, Father, as we receive this for ourselves, we speak life over our lives, over our families and our bodies. And today we declare we shall live and not die. And we will testify it was the Lord who did it. In Jesus' name, amen. We encourage you to take a bread or cracker, water or juice around you. Even in a hospital room, you can use some of the food set aside and the water set aside as a powerful moment to receive communion. And communion is about placing your faith for your healing in the broken body of Jesus, for your forgiveness in the blood of Jesus, placing your focus on what Jesus has done for you. As you receive communion, reflect powerfully that no matter what you face, Jesus is greater, His love for you is greater, and He so desires to see you healthy and whole. Now I'd like to pray a blessing over you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you and show you His grace and give you peace.